Amen and amen. All right. Let's begin reading 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let's read the first four verses. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in reverence to the Word of God. Tomorrow, of course, is the 4th of July. That's when we celebrate, of course, our independence. Amen. Independence Day. How many thank God we're free? Isn't America a great place to live? I'm going to say that again. Isn't America a great place to live? Amen. While it's not a perfect place, like heaven's going to be, amen, it's a lot better than most of our nations in the world today. And for people that don't feel that way, I think we ought to buy them a one-way ticket. The government ought to buy them a one-way ticket. Now, I'm dogmatic about that. All God people saying? John F. Kennedy's inaugural address, amen, and this is just by introduction, inspired children and adults to see the importance of civic action and public service. His historic words were, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." And that statement challenged every American to contribute in some way. Amen. To do public good. So that's what I'm going to preach on tonight by the help of the Lord and by God's mercies. And if you'll pray for me, all God's people said. Amen. If you'll pray for me, you say you're working on your phone. Amen. I'm not playing on the phone. Now somebody say amen to that one. I've lost what I was looking at. Amen. But I'm going to preach on that subject. Ask what you can do for your country. That's going to be the title of the message tonight. I said America's a good place, but America is a crazy place. Now when I say that, don't misunderstand what I say. Here's what somebody wrote, amen, I believe I've mentioned them to you before. Only in America can pizza get to your house faster than an ambulance. Only in America are there handicapped parking places in front of a skating rink. Now, I know this is going to be a little bit humorous, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it made good sense to me when I saw these. Only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way in the back to get their prescriptions, while healthy people can buy suntan lotion and cigarettes at the very front of the store. All God people said. Only in America do people order double cheeseburger, large fries, and a Diet Coke. Who does that? Only in America do we use answering machines to screen calls and have call waiting on our phones so we won't miss a call from somebody we didn't want to talk to in the first place. Uh-oh. Only in America, amen, do we buy hot dogs in packages of 10 and buns in packages of 8. There's a reason for that. Money. Now say. Only in America, amen, do we have Braille on drive-up ATM machines. I still believe that America is the greatest nation in the world except Israel. Can I get a witness there? I've always said that I believe America is the greatest nation in the world, but God reminded me the greatest nation is Israel. You said, why is Israel the greatest nation? Because it's God's chosen people. And I believe, hey, I feel blessed by the Lord to be born and raised in the good old USA. Somebody say amen there? The Apostle Paul gives us several reasons why I believe what we can do for America. Number one, amen, in verses 1 and 2, I believe that, first of all, what can I do for America? What can I do for America? We can pray for America. I mean, listen, sometimes I think we fail to pray like we should. Amen. I'm guilty. Amen, for our leaders. I believe the groundwork for freedom that we enjoy, amen, been laid some over 220 some years ago, amen. We enjoy our freedom because of what our founding fathers, amen, our brothers, our sisters, our sons and daughters, amen, they've done, amen, to preserve the freedom of this country. You ought to thank God you live in America today. I mean, our freedom don't come cheap. It didn't come cheap. I mean, the Patriots fought and they died, amen, for our freedom of religion. Aren't you glad we can come here on Wednesday night on July the 3rd? I mean, listen, there's those today who are trying to tell us, amen, that the intention of our founding fathers, amen, was to give us freedom from religion. Let me tell you something. There's a difference between freedom of religion and freedom from religion. Amen. I believe, I don't answer this because I'm going to answer it. But are we a Christian nation today? I'll say probably not. Now, don't misunderstand me. We were founded on Christian values and principles, but I'm talking about the people living in America today. We're probably not 100% majority-wise a Christian nation. You want to agree with that? Everybody says they're saved ain't saved. Everybody says they're a Christian ain't a Christian. And that's the reason we got so much division in our government. I need help. Was this nation founded on Christian principles? Absolutely it was. The first settlers of America came here to express, amen, the religious faith, amen, for freedom of worship. The pilgrims that came, amen, who came to Plymouth Rock on the Mayflower, who wrote the Mayflower Compact in 1620. Listen to what they saying. In the name of God, amen. Now listen. Having undertaken for the glory of God and for the advancement of the Christian faith, do solemnly and mutually in the presence of God covenant and combine ourselves together. Some 20-some years later, the New England Confederation was written. Listen to what some of the founding fathers wrote. Whereas we all came into these parts with one and the same end and aim, namely to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ and to enjoy the liberties of the gospel in purity and peace. How often do we hear that? How often do we hear our government quote these things? What do we have today? You got a group of people who's trying to eliminate and exterminate not only the Word of God from public view, but also, amen, to obliterate, amen, listen to me, the very idea of a God. Amen. Listen to what the framers, amen, of our Constitution wrote in 1776. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions. It goes on, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. It goes on, we mutually pledge our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. When the First Continental Congress met, amen, and we're debating about how to the Declaration of Independence should be written, Ben Franklin got up and said, "Gentlemen, if it is true that not one single petal from any flower falls to the ground without escaping God's attention, will the distress of this nation go unheeded? Let us therefore determine to seek His face." And after he said that, 56, you listen, signers of the Declaration of Independence, amen, went to their knees and began to pray and ask God's wisdom for this nation. Could you imagine what would happen Amen. Hey, what were to happen if Congress and the Supreme Court today, amen, would say, Almighty God, what do you want for this nation? And mean it from their heart. Let me believe we've come a long way. 56 brave men signed the Declaration. Amen. Do you realize the price that they paid for your independence, amen, and our freedoms? 5 were captured and tortured by the British before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned to the ground. 2 lost their sons in the American Revolution. 1 had 2 sons captured in the war for your independence. 9 fought and died for wounds of the Revolutionary War. Carter Braxton, a wealthy Virginia trader, saw his ship destroyed and had to sell his home to pay his debts. He died in poverty. Are you listening? Said a little bit more on teaching in this evening. Thomas McKean, if you have pronounced that, had to constantly move his family because of British harassment. He served in Congress without pay. How many would serve in Congress with that? And he died in poverty. Thomas Nelson urged General Washington to destroy his home when it was taken over by the British and used as a command post. He died bankrupt. Your freedom and independence cost. And I believe we take that lightly. I believe our founding fathers were committed not only obtaining freedom for future generations, but was committed to Christian principles. How many say amen to that? You know what John Quincy Adams said, the second president, speaking of the Declaration of Independence? From the time of the Declaration of Independence, the American people, and this is what he quoted, were bound by the laws of God and the laws of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which they all acknowledge as the root of their conduct. We all came together to obey the word of God. George Washington, in his farewell address, do not let anyone claim tribute of American patriotism if they even attempt to remove religion from politics. I could go on, amen. They paid the price. Let me say amen right there. Amen. Listen, if we're going to see good in America, the church, I'm talking about the called of God, God's people, we need to pray for America. We need to pray, amen, that God's will be done, amen, in America. I'm going to give you one more. Patrick Henry, it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Boy, if they could have that kind of talk in Congress and the House, you with me? How effective is our prayers, though? Secondly, let me say, what can we do for our country? No, we can pray for it, but we can also live righteous lives for it. Listen, if we want to change the way America's headed, we're going to have to live in all godliness. Are you with me? And honesty. Ain't that what verse number 2 says? Yeah, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We're far from the in the United States of America. How many believe that our founding fathers looked to the Word of God to organize the government? Amen. Sure did. Amen. Hallelujah. They laid that foundation. Now I realize that the nation has strayed. I'm talking about away from God's Word. And I believe even the original intent of our founding fathers, amen, it's trying to be, desecrated. And many of our leaders are trying to take not only God out of our nation, but the very mention of God in our nation. I'm just thankful, amen, we got, now you down me or whatever, but I'm glad we can say Merry Christmas. Amen. Now, amen. In the last administration, you didn't hear it that often. Say amen whether it chokes you or not, amen. Hallelujah. And by the way, why would that choke you to say that? Right. Hallelujah. Hey, right's right, wrong's wrong. I got mad in the last administration when he said we wasn't a Christian nation. Amen. But he really, really told the truth. He really told the truth. Amen. Listen, if we want to change America, we got to live in all godliness and honesty. Amen. I'm talking about living according to the standards set forth in the Word of God. That's what this nation was founded on. I mean, listen, they look to the Word of God. Amen. But listen, I know they're trying to take this and take that, but some want to take in God we trust all for money. Some want, amen, to take under God out of our pledge. Amen. Some are trying to take the Ten Commandments out of the public view. Thank God that we've had a few judges, amen, amen, in our courthouses around the nation that said, hey, it's not leaving the courthouse. I thank God we've got a county that it's on our administration buildings. In God we trust. I thank God we got a county that we can put, amen, the nativity scene, amen, up there on Main Street. You say, oh, but preacher, it's a coming. Somebody's going to buck it. Yeah, and every church and Christian in McDowell County ought to get up there and stand and say, no, this is not happening. Let me tell you something. We voted, hey, we ran hard on this liquor by the drink in McDowell County. This is one church, amen, that I'm talking about fought hard with the other churches, amen. But it's a shame and a disgrace that so-called Christians is what put liquor by the drink. You said, oh, you shouldn't say that, preacher. I'll say it again. So-called Christians. How can you be and claim Christianity, amen, claim to be born again, amen, when the Bible says in Proverbs 20 and verse 1, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Born again child of God cannot believe that scripture and vote in liquor by the drink. You have to pray Jeff keeps out of this, okay? All God people saying? See, hey. There's not much that I can do about the movement to try to eliminate. I'm talking about the mere mention of God in our government, amen. But there is something, amen, we can do to keep sin from dishonoring His name in our nation. You remember what Proverbs said? 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach what? To any people. Sin's disgraced God's name. Sin's disgraced our nation. Look at the marriages and the divorce rate. Look at the teenage pregnancies, amen, and those that ends in abortion. Look at those, amen, that are, I'm talking about the young people. I'm talking about 10, 11, and sometimes even younger. I'm talking about little girls that are getting pregnant. All God people saying? Amen. Listen to me. Child abuse, pornography, sexual abuse. Amen. Broken homes, the abuse of power. Sin has disgraced this nation. And I've got to quote that again. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Hey, he teaches us that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. What can we do for our nation? We can pray and we can live right. You know it's important that you need to live right. People need to see us live holy. Even when the stand, hey, I'm talking about even in this, I'm talking about stand face to face with evil. Stand for what's right. Live right. Thirdly, and I ain't got but 3 points, I don't think. Amen. We need to share Christ. Amen. Amen. This unbelieving world is shouting out its message. The gays and the lesbians. Are you with me? They're speaking out. Where's God's people at? Are you with me? Gay marriage is being performed, amen. And you know what? Our leaders of this country is listening to them. Amen. And I ain't voting for nobody that stands for it. And if you're a right, hey, and if I'll say it again, if you're a born again child of God, and you go by, hey, and you live your life by this Bible, you can't vote for that person either. The abortionists are peeking out. Yeah. Abortion is still legal. It's still legal, and it's on the increase. I mean, just listen to the news, and you know what? And our leaders are listening to them. The liberals are speaking out. Now somebody say amen. Family values become a laughing stock. Family values have become a laughing stock. Family values have become a laughing stock. And the liberals are speaking out the Green New Deal. Who wants that Green New Deal? I can't eat steak then. I can't enjoy a hamburger then. We ain't a shouting it out, are we? Amen. And I told you to be more on a teaching mode tonight. I know I ain't a preaching, but we couldn't even get on our airplane and ride somewhere. Ride somewhere. Fly somewhere. You said, preacher, I don't like that. You shouldn't say that. Truth's the truth. It'll set you free. Speaking about free. Everything's going to be free. Everything. How many in here really believe it's all going to be free? Anybody? I'm talking about how many in here believe it's going to be free health care? College tuition's going to be cut out? Wouldn't you thank the Lord for that? You know why they're saying that? Just where you go to the poll and vote for that mess. Because I don't care how free they're getting. You said you're getting politics. You're getting politics. Hey, glory to God, this needs to be preached. Amen. Amen. Nothing comes without a price. Amen. My. But the problem is on this gay and lesbian and on this abortionist and on these liberals, amen, and the liberal agenda, amen, that they're trying to push, amen. The problem is our leaders are listening to it. You know what? God expects us to use the freedom that our founding fathers made possible, and we need to be a witness. Amen. For Christ, amen, in this sinful world. We're not to be like them. We're to come out from among the world and be ye separate. Be ye separate, amen. People would vote as long as it protects that pocketbook. They'll vote, hey, no matter what. Well, you better vote to protect this no matter what. Quit worrying about that stinking dollar in your pocket. Right. Amen. There's a story. I'll give you a story that I read today one Sunday as they drove home from church. Little Susie turned to her mother and said, Mommy, there's something that the preacher said this morning that I don't understand. She said, What's that, honey? She said, Well, he said that God is bigger than we are. He said that God's so big that he could hold the whole world in his hands. She said, Is that true? The mother replied, Yes, honey, that's true. But, Mommy, he also said that God comes and lives inside us when we trust Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. Is that true, too? The mother assured Susie that was what the pastor said was true. And with a puzzled look on her face, Susie then asked, If God's bigger than us and he lives in us, wouldn't he show through? My, isn't that just good analogy there? If he's that big a God and he lives in here, wouldn't he show through? You better believe he'll show through. So you said, preacher, that makes you a judge. No, he said, we'll know them by the fruits they bear. In other words, hey, there ain't many people, amen, glory to God. You look on TV and you watch the news, you watch our government, and they ain't much fruit bearing. All God's people said? Amen. Sure. Angie, would you come to the piano? So blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God... You know what's keeping America on its feet? God. Thank God there's a few, amen, God-fearing people that's praying and living in America. Amen. And I believe that's the reason that God ain't already took his hand to judgment. Amen. And come, hey, and come and wiped us. Hey, can I get a witness there? Oh, my. By the way, judgment is coming. And you think God ain't got this? He ain't somebody that's sitting up in heaven twiddling his thumbs, worrying about what's going to go on, what's going to happen. He sees what's in place. He sees America. I'm thankful I'm an American. Amen. We need to pray for our leaders. Amen. We need to, as a Christian, we need to live righteous lives. We need to shine forth our life. Amen. In our lives. Amen. I'm talking about that that lives within us. Amen. I mean, listen, our founding fathers laid that groundwork, sure. Amen. Our freedom didn't come cheap. Amen. And I'll say it again, there's a difference between freedom of and freedom from. Amen. Now listen, it's stand their feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. Need to live righteous lives. Amen. What can we can do something about it. Amen. Live holy. Share, amen, what God's given. I mean, listen, if you go out tomorrow night, if you go to Marion and watch the fireworks, I don't know if I'm here, I'll probably go up there in Ingalls parking lot. Well, ain't much of a parking lot now. Now where everybody going to park? Amen. Somewhere, and you know what I'll do? I'll probably, amen, try to find somewhere and look at them if my family wants to do that. Nothing wrong with that. But you know what we need to be doing while we're doing that? People need to be seeing Jesus in them. What can we do for our nation? Pray, live right, and share Jesus with somebody. Tomorrow, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, whatever you're celebrating, this independent, tell somebody about Jesus. This altar's open. That's a simple thought God's gave me tonight. I'm asking the Lord.